This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Well, our next guest is the ultimate sportsman. He played rugby, worked for the Canadian Sports Institute, as well as a personal trainer in the UK, but we all know him best, and we're very proud to say he was the first openly gay male to represent his country, representing Australia in the sport of bobsleigh, I found out.
Yes.
I thought it was bobsledding.
Yeah. No, bobsleigh. It really depends where you're from in and which hemisphere really is what you call it.
Really?
Generally, Australians in the UK will call it bobsleigh.
Oh, bobsleigh.
I'm a camper, so obviously I enjoy it a little bit more.
Well, we should introduce him. We are welcome live into the Joy Studios. It's Mr. Simon Dunn.
Thank you very much for having me in nice, cold Melbourne. Look, at least there's no smoke here. I can breathe.
The air is fresh.
The air is fresh. But it is Melbourne, so just wait until 11 and it'll change. It changes
snow
daily.
Or sunny.
It could end up 40 degrees or snow.
Never know what will happen.
Either way, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's never boring. But, so, Simon, you, as a young LGBTIQ, I'm saying
I've
it all
I've got to say, LGBTIQA+. Remember, we've got to add them all.
From Wollongong.
I know, unfortunately.
How did you see yourself, like, ever getting into this sport?
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for calling me young. I'm 32 and that doesn't happen much anymore in the gay scene. So, basically, for me, I grew up playing rugby league.
Yep. Which one's that one again? I'm all AFL, WA girl.
We are south right now. Yes. Rugby league is NRL.
So
the one with Queensland versus New South Wales where they do the little state of origin.
No, but that's the different one, isn't it?
No, that's rugby league.
That's rugby league. All right, cool. Yep.
Yeah, so I've grown up playing rugby league, and rugby league is renowned for being quite rough and working class. So I quit the sport because it was obviously full of homophobic.
Oh, so it was. I mouthed
the words without saying them.
Yeah.
So I ended up quitting that and taking up rugby union.
The one that is good for the gays then?
They're more accepting.
Okay, good.
It's generally a private boys'
private
school.
Private boys' schools always played rugby. So it was like the rich ones, and if you're from the working class, you played rugby league.
Okay.
Yeah. They're a bit rougher around the edges.
I'm going to learn rugby on whether they're more accepting or not. This is going to be an interesting role on sports.
So then from there, I moved to Canada to play rugby union over there. And for me, first game, scored 3 tries, first 10 minutes. After the game, a guy came up, tapped me on the shoulder, and he goes, you're good, but you're like, you have no skill. And
That was really nice.
I was like, oh wow.
But so he basically just called you a buffhead.
Yeah,
so you're really good at running through the middle of all those men and
basically
knocking them to the side.
Which is the premise of bobsleigh, is you need to run fast, you don't need to run far, which are the only two things that I was really good at. And so he's like, why don't you start training for this sport where you sprint for 30 metres, push a 200 kilo sled down a hill and sit down.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like,
so
sweet.
Rugby, I guess now I'm thinking of it. Look, my biggest on bobsleighing would have to be from Cool Runnings.
Of course.
So I'm really into
Weirdly enough, nobody ever brings that up.
Not once
in my daily life. Are people like, have you seen the movie Cool Runnings? And when you tell them you haven't, obviously sarcastically.
Yeah, they take the joke.
Oh my God, let's sit down and watch it. And I'm like,
so clearly, I'm all about bringing up the obvious and making sure that you completely think I've educated myself on this particular thing. But so Cool Runnings did become a huge thing for the sport, I'm guessing, to some degree. Now that I'm thinking of it, it does look like it's in the scrum or the scruff. Is that what it's called when they're running and pushing?
That's a scrum.
You've gone back to rugby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is what it looks like when you're pushing.
Basically, it's four men, generally about 105 kilos, squeezing into a tiny tin tube and in lycra. Nothing gay about it at all.
Getting into a phallus and running down the hill. Thinking about going down that hill in the little sled, it looks so nice and smooth and lovely. What's it actually like being in that, like Well, how fast are you going down that little...
So the fastest I managed to achieve was 151 kilometres an hour.
What?
It
and,
is...
And there's no motor. It's just going
just
down.
Us. It's downhill on skis.
I was the motor. If you tap a wall at 151 kilometres an hour, you get in your ass kicked.
Oh, my God. What injuries
crash at that
are we
speed,
talking?
Yeah. In pain, but it's been explained that you put yourself in a washing machine, fill it full of hammers and turn it on. That's what it's like.
So that's what it feels like sitting in the sled.
It's not smooth. It's
down.
Not what it looks like at all.
Oh, so there's no cushioning in there or nice, you know, fluffy seats or anything? No.
You think they're going to let you get away with that?
I suppose it's all weight, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll all have to do with weight and going through. So that's pretty sad.
Oh, my God. I remember it was like proper visualizing it as being like a really
nice,
cool,
little comfy,
roller
lazy boy
coaster.
Chair.
No, like a roller coaster that's fun, but like a water slide without the bumpy bits. You know when you go down the water slide and your bum gets taken by every little
strap? Weirdly enough, on roller coasters, I get motion sickness. People are like, how on earth are you getting sick on a roller coaster when your career was sliding down a hill at 150 kilometres an hour? And I was like, because they go up and, like, roller coasters are up and down, whereas...
I just want to ask before we take it. We're going to keep you for a little bit longer if that's okay.
Fine.
We're going to have a little song break. But the big question, obviously, homophobia has always been entwined in the sporting culture. What do you think needs to change for this attitude to change?
Israel Flower. No. We are so sick of talking about that.
I mean, it's just
I'm
got
so
to the
glad
point.
I'm glad he blocked me.
And to come back and...
But I'm also not, because the only reason I've been on television or radio for the last, like, 3 years is because of him, so...
Is because of him.
Bit of a catch-22.
Well, it is hard to hide because he's such an attractive man. And he did end up on the front of Star Observer with his shirt off.
He's also a wanker.
Well, that's true. That's
like, yeah. put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, call it what you like.
But it's like, that's what we're saying. We go through, and you talked about being a working class boy.
Yep.
And you had to leave rugby league because you couldn't, you know, between your sexuality, and you had to choose, you know, where do you want to live? How do we stop young boys and girls being able to be themselves? I mean, as someone who's played sport, I see that you're involved in, you know, places that actually go out there, and you judge other sporting clubs and things like that in regards to how they are.
So for me, the main reason I quit sport when I was young was because you just do not feel welcome.
No.
And that's not a professional level. So once you get to a professional level, it's their career, so they're a little bit more serious. But it's at grassroots level that it needs to change.
Well,
for generations, rugby league, AFL, they've always been boys clubs.
Yeah.
And if a gay teen comes up, they're not welcome at all because it's a man's sport. So sport needs to change fundamentally at grassroots level before we can actually see it really change.
Because you're right, unless a 7-year-old boy is going out and playing rugby league, you're not going to have a career in it. You can't go and join that as an adult when you're sexually...
Statistically speaking, that people are like, but there's no gay athletes. Well, maybe because they all quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they have
quit.
To stay in the
A lot of
closet.
Athletes I know, they quit.
Simon, so, what I wanted to talk to you about is a thing in social media, which is very important, and I think we all want to be social influencers. That's what we're teaching.
We don't like to work and that kind of stuff.
Well, it's not that people's not a real job, is it? No. But recently you posted a picture on social media accounts, and of course, as always, you had your shirt off.
Yep.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah. But this one was a little bit different. There was a bit of extra than we were probably used to seeing.
I was warm.
Do you want to explain to everybody what I'm talking about? Yeah.
This was actually when I'd just gotten back from London, and to put things into perspective, I had been overseas for 6 years, and during that time I was representing Australia, travelling through North America, racing, competing full-time. After I retired, because I'd just missed out on the Olympics, I went to London, lived the life there, went to all the parties and everything, and then I found myself on my mum's spare bedroom couch, no money, back in Australia, and I just drunk a lot, because I was, what else am I going to do besides get drunk? And I managed to put on weight, and during that time, the only photos I was posting were old photos.
So you're going through your old...
Because
you weren't happy in yourself, so you're going through and finding old photos and putting them up there.
Yes, everyone's like, oh, you're looking great, whilst I sit there and drink a six-pack of beer.
So a lot of the
cry myself
TA,
to sleep.
Like Throwback Thursday.
Because I was doing so... Yeah, because I was doing so well during the time prior to that. I ended up getting into such a lull that I became depressed. I was crying. I had to see a doctor about it.
Yeah.
And so I decided to put a post up, just being like, guys, stop. For all of you that comment on my picture saying how great I'm doing, just so you know, this isn't the real me.
Yeah.
And so many people on social media idolize people and think their lives are amazing, and they compare their own lives to them, not realizing that those people are probably were in the same boat that I was.
So did what was the response? What was the response to you? Obviously,
it was a lot of people were fantastic. It probably took me about a month to post it because I didn't want people, because I know my body wasn't terrible. It was just
you look fantastic. But it wasn't the normal six pack that we were not used to seeing.
And it wasn't about my body. It was about me psychologically and my mental health.
It would have been worse for you while you're putting out, I'm not saying fake photos, but old photos where you're not feeling well. People are saying, oh my God, you're looking great. You're living your life. That would have been worse for your mental health than actually showing honesty.
And I don't know if anyone's ever been to Goulburn, but it's... it hurts the soul once you've left London.
Oh,
not going to lie.
Well, my daughter works in Goulburn. She's 2IC of the hospital there.
That's where I was born.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's what you have to do when you're young and you come out of university. You start somewhere, but...
Yeah, it's not London, is it?
No, definitely not London. No.
It was just such a big culture shock for me, and because I was used to everything going so well, and...
Yeah.
I was a 30-year-old man who had... felt like a 17-year-old boy.
Reinventing your life. So what have you actually, you've been recently very honest about the rebuild.
Yep.
You know, there are people going through divorces, work retrenchments, the list goes on. What advice would you offer them, like mental health-wise? Like how do we rebuild
for me, safely? When I went to see the doctor, he wouldn't prescribe anything. He said it's like an adjustment to my new life.
Yep.
And he goes, I need to get back into the old things that I enjoyed. So obviously being an athlete, and I wasn't training at the time, he goes, go back to sport.
Yep.
Go back to training. Surround yourself with friends and stuff, which was hard in Goulburn, obviously.
Yep, yep.
So I started to go to Sydney on weekends and hang out with my friends. Yep. Just went to my rugby club, hung out with them, and slowly started to rebuild the life that I was so used to. Every now and then I have like the odd anxiety issue or stuff like that, but it's not anywhere in comparison to what it used to be.
And you keep yourself in check and make sure that you're around people, which is very important.
So if you see me sculling a six pack of beer on the street again, just try not to
bring up Cool Runnings. just FYIs.
What's that? Never heard of
what's
it.
What's that show again? We should have a movie now. Anyway,
just so you know, even though the movie gives a hint that they were going to win,
they weren't going to win. Well, you know what?
So the only team to beat.
It's been fantastic having you in today. And I think it's great to actually... I like the idea. We all idolise you as this sportsman, you know, we've sent you overseas, you know, as a gay athlete. It's so great. You've played for the Sydney Convicts. You've gone along. But it's great to actually hear that people are being honest, because there's so many people out there, and especially the young that are coming through, they actually have to realise that everything is... we've got to work towards it. We're going to have setbacks, but that's not enough to knock you down. You've got to be like yourself, build yourself up and keep moving.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.